Playing catch up. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee farmers have had another interesting spring, with many areas of the state with record total rainfall for the month of May. They've had quite a time getting their crops planted. But this past week, and for most of the Memorial Day holiday weekend, they were blessed to have a little drier weather. Crockett County Extension Leader Richard Bunton.
Well, we're definitely behind. We've just trying to get caught up with all this rain. We were able to run 4 or 5 days this past week, and we made a lot of progress, but that was replanting of corn.
Richard Bunton says farmers in his area have shifted much of their focus now to getting the cotton crop planted. During the dry weather last week, farmers statewide planted over half of the state's expected acreage.
Although our acreage is off considerably from what our historic highs are, due to just some of the market opportunities in the other crops. But we were coming back up a little bit this year. We were going to be back somewhere in the 33 to 35,000 acres of cotton this year. And that just kind of remains to be seen as to when we can get back in the field, as to which way we go now.
In Warren County, Extension Director there, Dale Beatty, said last week was by far the best week yet for farmers.
Well, everyone has got some hay to get up, got some up last week. And so that put farmers in a feeling pretty good right there.
Now, Beatty says last week's dry weather was finally beneficial to his strawberry growers.
The week before, they were moaning about how they couldn't get them picked and off the farm before they rotted. And, of course, after basically 2 straight weeks of rain every day, seemingly, it was no surprise. But even last week, even the strawberries perked up, and we got some of those.
Farmers still playing catch up. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.